Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Zach Orr met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with Pittsburgh.
Good afternoon, guys. How y'all doing?
Zach, you're on a pretty short list of guys that have played as part of this rivalry and now coached as part of it. When you're preparing players, and maybe even just new players, you have to be part of this. How do you describe this rivalry in a way that maybe people from the outside don't really understand?
I think it's just really just a tradition. I mean, you got two great organizations. I think two organizations that pride themselves on, you know, winning football, playing really physical, and really no matter what the circumstances, going out there playing the best football possible. So you just tell them that you're going against another team that kind of thinks the way we think, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, we want to come in no matter who we got on our squad. We're going to come in, compete at the highest level, and it's going to be a physical football game.
Guys on either side would talk. I mean, they would use the word hate when talking
about. Yeah.
Suggs would say, you know, they wanted to kill Hines Ward.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's not really there the way that it maybe was in past generations?
I wouldn't say that. I just think you probably just can't say it out loud like you probably could back then, you know. You know, definitely. So I think that the rivalry is still there. You know, obviously, you know, back then, I feel like they played a lot more when the stakes were higher. But I think this year, I mean, this game right here for Sunday is going to be for first place in division. So I think it's been a while that this game has actually, you know, had the stakes this high in a long time. But, I mean, we know how they feel about us. We know how we feel about – they know how we feel about them. It's respect at the end of the day. But, you know, it is what it is.
Zach, John mentioned earlier this week turning over every stone and trying to find
yep.
Past defense. What's this week been like for you in trying to kind of, I mean, you get a big win, but obviously I imagine there's a lot of luck to fix.
Oh, we had the weekend, we was up here, you know, coach, especially, you know, Harbs and the defensive coaches, we were in, man, just trying to go back through from day one, just all our teach tapes, all our coverage slides and just see what details that might have got missed or what details you might need to tweak. You know, every year is different. So doing that, been grinding, got in with the players, had a real good film session starting on Tuesday, and then really just looking at everything, man, looking at what we're calling, what we're running, look at what we're asking the guys to execute, and just trying to figure out the best way to go out there and put the best product on the field. So it's definitely been a work in progress, not just this past week, but I feel like this week is really, you know, amped up because, you know, time is clicking, you know, the truth be told. It's only 7 weeks left in the season, and things are not where they need to be at, you know, for especially in the pass defense area. So we've been working hard, coaches and players, to try to get this thing figured out. Shoot, man, I'm optimistic. It was good to see him out here, you know, so I'm going to continue to hold hope out. It'll be a big boost if he's out there for a Sunday. Obviously, we know what K-Ham means to us, so I'm, you know, I hope to see him out there Sunday.
Zach, after the game the other day, Marlon Humphrey was candid and kind of self-critical about everything with the past defense.
Yeah.
How have you seen your approach with him this week? Has he specifically approached you, or what's the relationship there been, especially this week?
Yeah, I mean, the relationship is great. Me and Marlo got a great relationship. So we've had conversations right after the game, day after the game, leading up through all the, you know, up to now. And I'm pretty sure the conversation will continue to happen. But Marlo, I mean, he's been himself, man. He's always been a leader. You know, he's been here. He's the longest tenured Raven on our defense. And he knows what the standard is. And obviously, we've fallen short of the standard multiple times this year. So, you know, he's just like we talked about as coaches, we're leaving, you know, no stone unturned. He's doing that, and the players are doing that as well. So, you know, seeing great leadership out of Marlon. He's had a heck of a practice week. He's going hard. He's leading the way by example. But you know, when he speaks up, you know, everybody's listening. So I'm proud of, you know, how he's leading us and trying to get this thing turned around.
Zach, he talked particularly about feeling like there was a disconnect between what happens during the week
and then maybe what happens on Sunday. Mm-hmm. How do you address that in particular? You know, maybe feeling like everything is exactly where you want it on Friday, then maybe it isn't two days later. Like, how do you go with that?
Yeah, I think the film session that we had was just real good. It was just, you know, holding each other accountable and, you know, having an open forum conversation. You know, what is it? What is the problem that when we go out there on game day, and it's just not all the time, but certain plays that we feel like we've covered or whatever the case may be, may not be getting, you know, done the way it needs to get done. And it's a combination of things. And it's not just them. I asked them, what can I do better? Maybe I can, you know, cut out some things or whatever to make us lock in and focus better. So it's just open forum, open discussion. And that's what I think we continue to try to find and chase. So I'm excited. We've done some stuff this week. I'm excited to see it come to fruition on Sunday. Yeah, I mean, he's getting better. And I think I just seen him more locked in on his technique and fundamentals. He's always had good technique and fundamentals, but, you know, this National Football League, I think he recognized early on that you can't lax for 1 second. You can't lax for one play, because as soon as you lax, that's what happens when you know, you get beat. So he's done a heck of a job coming in, working his butt off at practice, and it's been translating to the game.
With Trenton, he's played like 90% of the snaps the past 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Where have you seen him grow the most this season, you know, his first year as a starter?
Yeah, man, just understanding offenses, schemes, whether it's blocking or route concepts. He's done a good job. He's a hard worker, like I've always stated. And with him, just with a lot of these young guys, just experience, man. He just needs experience to get out there, get adjusted to game speed, and to put himself in better positions. And that's what he's done. So he's continuing to get better every week, week by week, and we're pleased where he's at right now.
That film session that you mentioned, is that something you always do, or was that kind of something to take stock of where you are at this point of the season?
Oh, no, it's something that we always do, but it was real good. I'll say that. It was a real good conversation, you know.
Zach, I hate to say this because you won, but when you left the stadium late Thursday night, how were you, was frustration high with you?
Yeah, I was crushed, honestly. I felt the same way that our players felt. I felt the same way Marlon felt. And, you know, people trying to, you know, people tell us, you know, family, friends, people around the building on staff saying you got to enjoy the win, which I'm grateful for the win. We honestly, as a defense, we did enough to win that game. Even though it was by the skin of the teeth, we did enough to win the game. So enjoyed it for 2 seconds. But, man, we got – in this build, man, the standard is high, and that's what we like. I know I like that. I'm a competitive person. For this defense, we have high expectations for ourselves, and we're real competitive. And when we don't go out there and perform the way that we feel like we should go perform, it hurts. And I was hurt, man, honestly. So it took me a couple of days to you know, get over that and move forward. But yeah, man. I mean, I'm always grateful for the win. That's the number one thing. We win, I'm gonna be good. But I always got to look at how we perform on defense. And if it's not up to the standard, you know, I'm not going to be happy too long after I celebrate the win.
Is that a new feeling for you as when you were a player? Did you have games that, you know, you or your unit or your defense played poorly but got a win? And how did you handle it then versus how do you manage that now as a coach?
Yeah. Me personally, I always been like, always like real self-critical of myself. And so, even as a player, if we won the game, I feel like I didn't play good. Shit, I felt bad, you know. So as a coach, you got to kind of just, you know, I still share those same emotions. But as a coach, you know, you got to kind of, figure out and get yourself together and really understand the big picture of what needs to happen. Because as a coach, you naturally are in a leadership position. And, you know, players and other people around the building going to see how you're going to respond. So I think it's good to that they see your natural raw emotions. But then, you know, how are you going to respond? And we always talk about how you're going to respond. So I always look at it like, as a coach, how I'm going to respond. Am I going to sit there and pout and soak, or I'm going to figure out and do something about it and try to continue to work and get better? So I think we continue to do the latter. I think that leads by example in a good way.
How soon were you back here in the office after that Thursday night game?
I was there next morning. Didn't sleep much, but I was here the next morning. So
how do you envision Tre'Davious White fitting into your defense? I know he just got here last week, but how do you envision his role?
Man, he's done a good job. I mean, honestly, I've been surprised how fast he's picked up the playbook and the language and the terminology. I mean, obviously he's been an all pro player. He's been a savvy player, a smart player. We've known that about him for a long time. But I was real impressed with him. He came in what, Monday maybe, and got in with our DB coaches and grinded out the playbook. And he's come out here and done a good day of practice. Like, I think every day of practice he's gotten better and better. So like today was real good. So. We'll see Sunday. I have full confidence in him if he has to go out there and play good ball for us.
One more with Jonah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What have you seen from George Pickens, especially with his partnership with Russell Wilson, and I guess how dangerous of a downfield threat has he become? Yeah. It's kind of really reached the offense.
Oh, it's real dangerous. I mean, he's been dangerous downfield threat since he's came into the league. We've known that as a rookie. I think he has the unique and crazy ability to judge the ball no matter where it's at, and then come down with it and get his feet in bounds and make these acrobatic catches. And then Russ has always been a threat with his deep ball throwing. So now you add those two guys together, well, shoot, it's explosiveness, it's dynamite. And we know that the ball is going, regardless of the coverage, regardless where you're at, you can be on them. The ball is going to go up to them at some point in time. And we're going to have to make those plays if we want to come out with a win on Sunday.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, appreciate y'all.